I just saw the future of AI agents, and I'm not even overselling it. I had the founder of Lindy AI show us new stuff around how to use plain English to do vibe marketing, to build out AI agents that make you money and make you more productive. A lot of people have promised this. A lot of people have promised AI agent platforms that do this, but it is finally here, and this opens the door for fully autonomous companies that are run by agents. And that was science fiction, literally a few weeks ago. It's not anymore. I can't wait for you to see how the new Lindy AI works and how it uses agent swarms, something called computer use, and it's going to change the game. So tune in. When it comes to AI agents, Flo, you're probably one of my first calls that I make. And today's an extremely special episode because, Flo, what are we going to learn today?
We are going to talk about the two major things we're announcing today, which are the agent builder and computer use. So the agent builder makes it super easy to build the agents, and computer use makes the agents basically able to do pretty much anything that you can do on the computer. So I think, like, we've been talking, you and I, Greg, about AI agents for a while now, like, and they've been sort of immature. Like, these two things, like, are like a big, big, big step forward on with AI agents.
Okay, because there's a lot of episodes, you know, on AI agents on YouTube and X, including some of mine where I'm like, or me and people are like, this is insane, this is insane. Flo, is this actually insane? But if people stick to the end of this episode, will they be like, my mind is blown?
Look, I don't mean to sound too grandiloquent. Like, the tech is new, right? That's the reality of it. I think we're like, you know, we are driving as an industry towards what we're calling the Macintosh of AI agents, right? So we've been stuck in like the terminal days of like personal computers. It's like, yes, it's insane. Yes, it's really cool, but like, it's really hard to use. And I think like that's one of the main concerns people have about AI agents. It's just super hard to use and to create and leverage this new technology. So yes, this is a really, really, really big step forward, because now you're going to be able to create really complex AI agents really simply. It's like, you just talk to it. It's like, hey, I want you to do X moving forward and this and that. And you just have a conversation. And it's effectively an AI agent creating an AI agent for you. The two concerns people have about AI agents are, number one, too hard. Can't figure it out. I'm not an engineer. I don't have the time for that. Number two, it doesn't integrate with my tools. Well, basically solving 90% of both problems today. So look, you know, we don't have AGI yet, but yes, it's a really, really big step forward.
Okay, you have my attention. I'm intrigued.
All right. Let me share my screen then. So I'll talk about marketing, I can talk about sales, and I can talk about customer support. Those are like three really big use cases. Support is straightforward. It's like, just yesterday I was catching up with a friend, and he's spending like $12,000 a month on customer support. And this is after optimization. He's got a bunch of like VAs in the Philippines, and he's in the process of replacing all of that by Lindy. And until now, he was holding back because he was like, yeah, but they do so much that's like, it's more than just answering a ticket. Like, yes, we've been doing the RAG thing, like the retrieval thing. Like, yes, you know, if you ask a question about a refund policy or like a return policy, we can answer that, no problem. But very often they check your order status on my Shopify, or like they issue a refund on Stripe, or like, you know, there's all sorts of things that it does. So now with computer use, like, you can't do it. Just like, okay, you receive a support ticket, or they're asking for a refund, you insert a human into the loop, probably at that point. You're going to receive notifications every so often. It's like, boss, I'm about to issue this refund, yeah or nay, and then say yay, and just goes on Stripe, or like, hey, check the order status on Shopify, it goes on Shopify, it can do all of that stuff for you. So support is just like such an easy one, especially for like e-commerce businesses. Like, if you have a little bit of seasonality, it's not just about the money saving. It's also like, it's just easier to operate a business that's backed by AI agents than a business that's backed by humans. Because yes, AI agents are not perfect, but at least they're consistent. Like, if you've gotten it to work once, it is going to work 1,000 times. Well, as humans, you never know. And they don't scale. Like, they quit on you. They start slacking off. They start like sometimes stealing from you. It's, you know, like AI agents, you can just put it on autopilot and forget about it and then move on to another part of your business to focus on. So support is just like a total no-brainer. Sales, we have so many sales agents. So I'll start with like a huge caveat. Like, I want to be real. Like, and I think that that's one thing I really love with your podcast, Greg, is like, I feel like there's so much, again, like grandiloquent promises out there that are like empty promises. And I feel like the AI SDR, frankly, is one of them. Like, if you think you can just spin up an AI SDR agent and click a button and then infinite pipeline is going to come through your door, like you're out of your mind. Like, this is just not how it works. Like, it is still a lot of work. If you don't have an outbound motion, like, even if you hire the human SDR and you don't have an outbound motion, you should expect, like, I think 40% chance that they never succeed. And even if they do succeed, you should expect a couple of months of like heavy iteration. And this is not because the human is dumb. It's just, it's hard. There's like a lot of iteration. But once you have figured it out, yes, like AI SDRs can be very effective. My recommendation is that I think an AI SDR is basically supplementing a human SDR. So that's the whole outbound thing. I think the way of the future is you should hire a person full-time who is basically 10x more effective than they would be if they were alone, but you still need a person full-time to manage your AI SDR agents. And so here with computer use, the things that we are unlocking with our AI SDRs, man, I feel like I'm going to get banned from LinkedIn, but LinkedIn DMs. So you've got to have a lot of touches. So, you know, we send an email to people, we send them a text message, we can do that. If they have opt-in, you've got to collect opt-in. That's like a legal thing. But if they have opt-in, we make them a phone call, like the Lindy agents can do that. And then we hit them on LinkedIn. So it's just like all of these touches, and it all happens inside a single workflow. And LinkedIn actually turns out it's the most effective, at least for now. So outreach is a really big one. Nurturing is another really big one. So, you know, we jump on these calls, and like a good win rate, if you're like, if you've got a sales team, is like 25, 30%. So it means like at best, you're going to lose only 70% of your deals. But those are actually really good leads. Like, they jumped on a call with you, they have like the beginning of a relationship and so forth. And so what we do is when a deal is lost, we log it in a spreadsheet. And then we have an AI agent that nurtures the lost deals. And so what it does is in that spreadsheet, we log the use case that this person had. And then this AI agent observes two categories of events. It observes, did we just win a deal in a similar use case or like in a similar industry? So like if we're in touch with like a, I don't know, like a B2B SaaS finance company of 50 people. And then we close another company that's also B2B SaaS finance 50 people. Like the AI agent is going to observe that win. So like, ah, fuck, we won one. We're going to go back to that guy. So he looks at the spreadsheet. It's like, ah, there's one guy here. I'm going to go back to him. And like, Bob, how have you been? I was just thinking about you. We just closed another business. It's like, most likely they know about them because they might even be competitors, right? So now there's like the FOMO, right? So that's one. And the other kind of event it observes is the releases. So again, like we basically talk to the agent or like it observes our change logs and so forth. And it's like, hey, okay, we're releasing agent builders and we're releasing computer use. And so we also have that like lost reason in the thing. So it's like, we couldn't integrate with, like, we've got a lot of customers in healthcare. That's one reason I'm so excited about computer use, because these guys, they have these like a healthcare record management systems. And these systems do not offer APIs, like Epic and stuff. And if they do, it costs like $100,000. You have to go through like a year-long review process. It's a nightmare. With computer use, you're basically going through the back door. And so right here, like this nurturing agent is going to like, looks like, aha. And it's like, Bob, you know, last time we spoke, you wanted it to integrate with your Epic EMR. Computer use just came out. Like, we can do it now. Do you wanna book a call?
Can we build from scratch like a full on agent showing computer use, like just from scratch?
Yeah. Let me think of a use case that we could go after. Let's let's just do a simple use case that's gonna like DM people on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go here and I'm going to be like, when I,
by the way, now, before you even get, you know, do this, no, 99.9% of people are not DMing people on LinkedIn. 99.9%, okay. Like, you know, including myself. But I know that if I probably, you know, reached out to people on LinkedIn DM, like I would probably close more business. I'm just not doing it because like in my mind, it's cringe and I don't want to like think about it. But if I could, you know, spin this up and it works, like that's a huge unlock for me. So I just want to just preface it with that.
100%. And I think that's one thing we hear very often is like people are always like, AI agents are coming for our jobs. Sure, maybe over the long term. But in practice right now, what we're seeing is a lot of people who just do stuff they wouldn't do before. Like we know we should post on LinkedIn. We don't do it because it's really hard to automate and it's kind of cringe and we don't want to think about it. Okay. So for now, I'm just going to make it manual, but I could be like, hey, every time I ping you on Slack or every time someone submits a form or every time someone gets added to this spreadsheet, like hit them up on LinkedIn. For now, I'm just going to be like, when I send you a message with a LinkedIn profile, I want you to send them a DM on LinkedIn asking if they would be interested in AI agent services. Tailor your DM to the person's profile. And I'm going to be like, I want you to use computer use to send a DM on LinkedIn asking if they would be interested in AI agent services. And the reason I'm doing that is because we also have LinkedIn integrations that, this is the ironic part, by the way. Like people think, and I thought that API integrations would just be the bomb. They're just like universally better. Actually, computer use very often works better. So it's like, hey, okay. So when you send me a message, it's confirming. It's like, yeah, you want me to do that and start a computer session and do all of that stuff. It's like, yep.
So it's just, this is crazy, dude. Like you've been building this for a while, so you probably are like numb to it. But the fact that you can just literally talk to it and it's building it live, like this is the dream.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, we have been, thank you, Greg. You're right. I've become like a little numb to it. But yeah, I mean, this has been what we've been working towards for the last 3 years, like straight up. Like this has always been the vision is like, you tell it what you want to do and it just does it for you. You shouldn't have to be an engineer. It's just doing it.
Dude, you're going to put all the N8N bros out of business.
Look, we do have some competitors that I think are unnecessarily complex. all right, it's done. I've created your LinkedIn DM outreach agent. When you send a message with the LinkedIn profile URL, yada, yada, yada. And if I inspect the agent here, it's like, all right, you're going to send me a message. If the message contains a LinkedIn profile URL, I'm going to start a computer session. And then you are helping to send a personalized LinkedIn DM to a prospect about AI agent services. We are going to redact here because what I need to do is I need to enter, and this is not going to be here in production, but I have a computer ID here that I need to use for it to have my logins. You can see it even like named the agent. It's like LinkedIn DM outreach agent. I'm going to save this. And let's do it. Greg, I'm gonna spam you, man.
Uh-oh. I liked it when I was DMing, not getting the DM.
Wait a minute. You know the tweet? It's like, I didn't realize the leopard eating people's faces would eat my faces.
Exactly.
Okay. So the LinkedIn, the condition passed. It's starting a computer. We should probably do something in the meanwhile because, again, the big problem is like, it's not a big problem, but it's just slow. This is going to be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I mean, while it's doing that, we can, I mean, brainstorm other ideas to just give people a sense of like what sort of things that they could be creating.
Yeah. Actually, it's not that slow. Let me just open the browser and then we can like tab away once it starts being boring. All right. We did it. Open phone is my shared phone number with my assistant. I still have a human assistant. All right. And so you can take control. And when you've taken control, you can then release control and let the agent know like, hey, I just did something. So here I'm going to be like, I just logged in.
I feel like I'm watching the future, dude. Like this is crazy.
Yes, it is. And again, it's early. I always want to be careful to like, be real with people, but like it's working.
Yeah. It's interesting because I was so excited about ChatGPT Operator when it came out because to me that was a glimpse of the future. But what it was missing was like the agent builder, the workflow. Like, you know,
that's right.
There was only so far it could go.
Yeah, 100%. I think being able to plug it to your applications, also via APIs, and being able to give it different triggers is really powerful. And then being able to have this like state transition. So in the case of like my ex to LinkedIn, like it's actually, it's the same agent, but it moves from stage to stage, and that makes it a lot more reliable. Because otherwise, like operator is just, it's surprising. Like it's not good enough to do a lot of this stuff, even simple tasks like this. But here you're like holding its hand ever so slightly. Like you can see, I'm not telling it click by click what to do, but I'm still like, all right, step one, you're going to check my Twitter. Step two, you're going to check on LinkedIn. And if any of these steps is screwing up, I can really pinpoint where it's doing that, like what step of this workflow, and I can update the workflow.
And from a prompt perspective, like, do you have any advice on how to create optimized prompts for Lindy?
None. I just, like, the agent builder takes care of all of that for you. I mean, you've seen me create this agent. It's like, it's not rocket science. It's like, I just talk to it like I talk to an intern and just figures it out. And again, that's the beauty of it is like, oh, okay, it's found your profile. Oh, and now God. It's going to... fuck, you don't have DMs. You're like in a photo.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can figure this out. But this is a good example of what I mean. But like, that's the advantage is like, you have this double mode of like this double loop of like you can edit the agent and the agent's instructions and you can see the agent operate and sort of ping pong between these two modes. Because if the agent screws up when it operates, you can just go in these instructions and you're like, okay, like keep this in mind moving forward. Okay, so now it's looking at your like profile to like know how to pitch you.
Yeah, I disabled messages.
Okay.
From random people.
I think that's going to become smarter and smarter. Yeah, it's looking for the message button. I think it's just going to give up.
But it's interesting to see. Like, I want to see what happens. And then we can always bug someone else after this.
Ah, it's not dumb. Message Greg is right here. Oh, you know why? Because I have LinkedIn Recruiter. It's kind of messed up how LinkedIn does that. Like, you've disabled DMs, but with LinkedIn Recruiter, it's fine because I'm paying for it. So it's probably going to ask me to log into, like, a LinkedIn Recruiter account. Oh.
Oh, my God.
All right, Greg. Are you interested in the AI services?
I might be after this DM, man.
And so again, I mean, you saw me create this agent. Like it took me literally like, I mean, we can look at the recording, but like 2 minutes, if that, like 2 to 3 minutes or something like that. It's not going to be perfect first shot. Like it's working. So that's already something. But like you're going to want to iterate on like the copy that it writes, the DMs for and so forth. Like, so I think and this is what you said earlier, like, you know, I introduced a human in the loop, not just because it's imperfect, but also because there's a dose of subjectivity. And so I think, well, that's where we are with AI agents now. It's like, we're sort of graduating from the phase of like, hey, it screws up. And we're moving towards the phase of like, now it's just like subjective. And sometimes it does lack common sense.
Wait, dude, this is crazy. Hi, Greg. Just listen to your Startup Ideas podcast. Love how you're always spotting opportunities to quote unquote, get the juices flowing in the entrepreneurial space. As someone managing a portfolio of internet companies at Late Checkout, I imagine you're consistently looking for ways to scale operations efficiently across your ventures. As a matter of fact, I am. I've been working with portfolio CEOs who are using AI agents to automate repetitive tasks like lead qualification, customer support, and content creation, freeing up their teams to focus on the high-impact work that actually moves the needles. Given your background scaling companies from islands to advising TikTok, you probably see the potential for AI to handle operational heavy lifting while founders focus on strategy and growth. It's true. Would you be interested in a quick chat about how other portfolio companies are leveraging AI agents? Ooh, I love that. I'd love to share some specific use cases that might be relevant for your portfolio. That's actually really smart. Dude, are you kidding me?
Phil shot.
Are you kidding me?
This is when it's all worth it, Greg. Like, you know, like being a founder sucks. Yeah. This is the highlight of like, it's like you build cool-ass products and like, and you're grinding on it for 3 years. And at some point it clicks. And like, look, it's more like 1% of the way there. Ah, it's in your inbox.
Dude, did you hear that? That was someone just messaged me on LinkedIn. I wonder who it is.
And so again, now I can like chain it with like, I could find your phone number. And I could be like, hey, send him a text message to be like, Greg, I just hit you up on LinkedIn. And if you opted in, I could also make you a phone call, right? And now I'm in, there you go. So I could now iterate on this agent to go like, hey, if they say they're in, look at my Google Calendar, offer them times, right? Send them an invite and so forth.
So if you wanted to do that, you would go back to Flow Editor and just give like prompt it. Is that what you do?
Basically, yeah. I would be like, okay, after that, you're going to wait for like an hour or something like that. And then you're going to wait for 12 hours and then 48 hours and something like that. And every time you wake up after waiting, you check if there was a reply. If there was a reply and if they say they're in, you check my availabilities on my calendar and you send the availabilities and you go back and forth until you found an availability that works. So this is why like you start really small and then you iterate. And that's why I'm saying like, look, it's not like you're in 5 minutes, one click, you're going to have like infinite pipeline, but you know, you sit down for like half a day or so and it's not complicated anymore. It's just a matter of like iterating. And in the end, I can show you, in the end, you have, I'll show you this example of an agent or this example of an agent. What else do I have? This example is really good. As you iterate, and again, you build your way towards it, but your agents end up becoming really complex and really, really, really powerful. So you start small. It's really simple to get started. And like, this is an agent that they use for recruiting because like, that's how I spend half my time. And that's what he does. And this is actually not even that complex of an agent. But little by little, you just keep iterating and iterating and iterating, and you land here. This is one of my favorite agents, like my chief of staff agent. I just like live in this thing all day. It's like this is one of my more complex ones. This is my CRM manager agent. So this one I just talk to all day. And you know, it logs stuff in my CRM, it retrieves stuff from my CRM. So that's where you end up after you've really iterated on your agents.
Incredible. Dude, you've done it. You've done it again. I don't think I've ever had someone on... Actually, no, I've never had anyone on the podcast where I'm like, this is the future. I need to invest somehow and I need to get involved. So, you know? So that's... I think the reason I say that is I've been playing with a lot of these tools and they've been close. But this is the closest thing I have seen to what I had in my mind, which is prompt it to workflows and agent flows, and then having a computer go and actually go and fulfill that task. So for me, what's going through my mind flow, just to be frank, is like, you know, how do I take stock of, you know, we have a bunch of companies that we're running, like all the tasks that we're doing it, how we can productize it, and where is there an unfair advantage and where there's our opportunity to actually, you know, be more productive and make more money.
Yeah. I always use the Factorio image. I don't know if people, your listeners are familiar with Factorio, but it's like this factory simulation video game. But I really do think, and I've been using this image for years, like I really do think the business of the future looks like Factorio. So you end up thinking of your business as like, and open a Figma, like a Fig Jam, like just whiteboard it out. Like, okay, my business is basically this pipeline. Every business is basically a pipeline. And then you just take stock of like, where am I spending most money? Where am I spending most time? What is the current bottleneck of the business? And let me just overwhelm the bottleneck with AI agents. I have a top of funnel problem. I don't struggle to like close people once they're in the funnel, but I struggle to get top of funnel. Okay, marketing agents. I'm going to spin up a bunch of agents that like create a ton of content. We have a VO3 integration that's coming. So you could totally have an agent that's like, hey, I want you to post 100 videos on TikTok and Instagram every day. Right. And then I'm going to give you feedback about the videos. And then you should learn. You can very much prompt your agent to be like, hey, also every day, you could have another agent do that. Like, I want you to look back at your videos, views history, and see what clicks. And then I want you to maintain a Google Doc with like your learnings so far that you just keep iterating on. And then the other agent that creates the videos consults this Google Doc every day. So you could totally do that. I was like, okay, I've solved my top of funnel problem. Now I have a bottom of funnel problem. Like people are a pain in the ass to support. I'm just gonna overwhelm the bottleneck with AI agents and I'm gonna solve that. And I'm never gonna touch a support ticket again. And just keep doing that. And people don't understand, like, and I have been careful during this entire conversation to like not be overly grandiloquent. Like, so
yeah,
I hope people recognize that. Like I have been saying for years, like the fully autonomous company is coming. And I don't mean that as like a grandiloquent, like this is coming in 20 years. I'm like, no, this is coming like now, like in the next 2 years, perhaps. I think in the next, as early as like 12 months, I do think we're going to see people create fully autonomous agentic companies.
I mean, when I see something like this, it makes sense, right? Like, so of course there's going to be kinks in the product as you're rolling it out. Like, this is the first day that it's live. But you know, I think that if you have an idea and you have distribution and you have a plan to get more distribution, like you create these like vibe marketing agents and LinkedIn DMs, and you like, what is a business? If you think about it, it's customer acquisition and fulfillment of the That's product right. or service, right? So if you, of course it's going to be autonomous at some point. Because if you could figure out how to create AI agents that are, you know, automating the distribution, like we've just seen right now, and you can figure out how you can create AI agents and automations to do the fulfillment, then why wouldn't there be an autonomous company?
Yeah, the building blocks are here. Like, this is no longer a like sci-fi thing. It's like it's here. So yeah. Like my Lindy recruiter, for example, like, okay, this is a Lindy recruiter that I use. And so I can show you, I'm like, hey, find me, I feel bad for the guys at Zapier. I like the guys at Zapier, but I'm like, hey, find me 20 software engineers working at Zapier in the US. And it's like, all right, I'm going to find the people. And it's like, perfect. I found 20 software engineers. Here's the list. And if I look, I can look at their LinkedIns. And moving forward, I'm going to be able to, I created this one before we had computer use. I should update it to now DM them on LinkedIn. But it's like, okay, this is a bunch of like software engineers at Zapier. Okay. Found them. And if you look at the timestamps, okay, this was at like 6:30 PM. Okay. And so it's like, all right, I found these guys. Who do you want me to reach out to? Which of these candidates would you like me to reach out to? I'm like, yeah, all of them. This is a great list. This is awesome. Do it. And it's like, okay, I'm going to do it. It keeps track of its campaigns because like sometimes I get banned on Gmail because I just sent too many emails. And so it's like, okay. And then we have this feature called like agent swarms. So it's like, it just pins up a swarm of like 20 sub agents. And if you look here, so this was at 6:34. Okay. So like I kicked off the search at 6:31, 3 minutes later, I had emails going out. Okay. 20 of them. And the first thing this sub agent is doing is like, it's searching if I've reached out to this guy before. So it's like, no, you've not reached out. And then it sends an email. And then it wakes up, sends follow-up emails, it just doesn't let go. So I have the fulfillment part of the equation going. I could totally just also spin up another Lindy that like goes on LinkedIn jobs or whatever and looks for companies that are recruiting and sends them a message to be like, yo, I saw you are recruiting. I'm an AI agent. Maybe I actually think that would be part of it. It's like, I'm an AI agent. I can help you recruit for like a tenth of the price. Just tell me yes. And you don't even have to sign up. Like, here's your Stripe link. You don't even have to look at the LinkedIn, at the LinkedIn interface. Here's your Stripe link. Let me know when you've done it. And then I'll start like reaching out to people for you.
Dude, thanks for coming on and sharing this with us and giving us like the exclusive on this. I appreciate that. I appreciate you being real, honestly. There's a little, just not overpromising. How do people get started and, you know, and start building using Lindy?
Yeah, you go to lindy.ai/Greg. That entitles you to like a couple thousand free credits. You can just get started immediately.
Okay, so if they go to that link, they get a few thousand free credits. So I'll include that in the show notes then, so people can go there, check it out. I'm going to be sharing this with my team, man. And I hope to build some cool stuff.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, let me know what you think.
And by the way, people, like, I love having Flo on the show. So people in the comment section, like, let me know if you want to have Flo come back on the show to go deeper on some other workflows that we could be building together. So let me know in the comment section. Would really appreciate that. And Flo, à la prochaine.
Thanks, Greg.